the Texas economy has been able to keep its head above most of the financial problems the rest of the country has felt over the last decade, thanks in large part to an increase in hydraulic fracturing. But you're not in favor of fracking, and you cite the ongoing drought as a reason to make a change.
What we're seeing right now in the state of Texas is the worst drought in this state's and nation's history that's devastating most of the West, from west of the Mississippi, Texas, and California. Now, you're talking about taking millions of gallons of water in already depleted areas, extracting this water from the ground, and then using it for pulling up natural resources and gases. The real problem that you face here is it is an anti-scientific progress policy, because what we should be doing is going for full-scale programs for development of nuclear, development of research and development in fusion energy, and we have gone away from that. And the intention was to go away from that, going back to the death and assassination of President John F. Kennedy and the policies thus forth after President Kennedy.
So you mentioned the drought. You've got another pretty extensive idea for how to bring more water to not just Texas, but the western part of the country.
The policy that I'm fighting for, first of all, to answer your question, is the North American Water and Power Alliance. And it, in short, calls for bringing water from Alaska and Canada down into the interior of the United States with a series of dams, canals, river systems, reservoirs. But I have to say that this is not an overnight program. It's not some magic thing that's just going to happen. The solution to bringing about great projects like this is, first of all, we have to go away from the current economic policies of Wall Street speculation, of the banking crisis. That's why I'm calling for the immediate reinstatement of Glass-Steagall banking reorganization, and I am a firm supporter of a return to the principles and concepts of a Hamiltonian banking system, which means that we're going to put massive credit into long-term projects.
So let's jump on to another crisis. If you're elected U.S. senator, one of the first things you might have to deal with is the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. The United States is continuing to expand its sanctions against Russia over this. But what do you think should be done?
The president of the United States has to be impeached now. This president is continuing to carry out a policy in Ukraine that is leading to provocations that are very dangerous for the United States and for the rest of the world. We're headed toward thermonuclear war. So that's, I think, the first priority we have to do. And in order to actually bring about a solution for Ukraine, a solution for Russia and for our relationship, let's start talking about how we work together in the common interest of sovereign nations. We need to be dealing with things such as how we're going to work together to defend the planet, asteroid defense, a strategic defense of Earth, how we're going to work together in creating major development projects, dams, bridges. All of these things are going to be essential to addressing the essential needs for human beings.
You brought up your plan to ask for the impeachment of President Obama, and that has put you at odds with the party that you're running for the nomination with, the Democratic Party. Should you be running as an independent instead of a Democrat?
No. I should be running as a Democrat because it's going to be the Democratic Party that's going to, in the Texas, to reverse my campaign and the victory in my campaign in this runoff election and going on to take on John Cornyn in November is going to be the essential key to how we're going to reverse the 20-year lull in the Democratic Party.
Keisha Rogers is running for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate in the May 27th primary runoff. Ms. Rogers, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
I'm Ben Philpott with KUT News.